At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. As yet, Jeremy is not evacuating. He's not building a sandbag wall outside of his house. However, he is reporting on reptiles. And over these last weeks, I've enjoyed Jeremy's explanation of these creatures that you could step on walking across your yard or in the backyard or even in a park. Eastern brown snakes, highly venomous. The red-bellied black snake, highly venomous. The great eastern brown snake, highly venomous. However, that was thinking of them on land. You know, you look at a tree, you look at a bush. Now, Jeremy reminds me, they can swim. Jeremy, the floodwaters, are they filled with snakes? Do we know?
The short answer is, John, yes. And the reason we know is because people are photographing these things swimming. And when I say these things, we're talking particularly about the brown snake, the common old brown snake, as we come to know it as here in Australia, and the more dangerous cousin, the great eastern brown snake. Now, the difference between the two of them is the great eastern brown snake, while it is still brown, has a very dark head, almost a black head. So if you see a brown snake with a black head, you really do have to run. But the thing is that these snakes are really taking to water, and it's because they do have to move out of the way. Their homes are flooded. They've got to find somewhere else to go. But they have an uncanny knack of being able to swim and swim fast too. And when they're in the water, they're already annoyed that they've lost their home. So they are actually more aggressive. These snakes will, if they do see you in the water with them, come at you. So not only do you have snakes which are already venomous, already dangerous on land, but they're getting into the water and they're very agile in the water, but they're also very, very dangerous and aggressive. So, John, in most of these flood areas now, people are being warned that not only do you have to watch out for the flood waters themselves, which can drown you, but snakes, they can bite you. And if they bite you, you have to get to a hospital really within 30 minutes to have a good chance of survival, because a lot of these venoms will kill you extremely quickly. And the downside is that in a lot of these areas, those hospitals also have been flooded. So you have the added pressure of having to get out of an area that's already under evacuation and floodwaters, get to a hospital that may be a couple of hours away, and dealing with the snake bite at the same time. So adding those compression bandages and stop and immobilizing the limbs. So, John, these are dangerous little creatures. Right, right. And
I've wondered, as I've watched the video and the still shots of the emergency rescue teams, they come in with a rubber raft and they load men and women into the raft. But these lads are walking around unconcerned about snakes, except that I noticed that their boots are up over their knees. Sometimes they're wearing those two pieces where they're covered all the way down. Now I see why. They're equipped to walk in snake-filled water, whereas civilians are not.
That's exactly right, John. And if you get to have a look at that equipment and those boots and the clothes they wear up close, they're very, very thick. They're basically made of almost like a nylon polymer mix. And I wouldn't say they're bulletproof, but they're certainly, the fangs of a snake will not penetrate through them. And that's part of the reason. I mean, another part is too that while they're walking through the floodwaters, there's sharp objects, there's a lot of things that they can't see below the water. So they need definite protection from those. But I mean, they do protect you against snakes, but at the same time, John, I mean, they look very, they look like they haven't got a care in the world, but I wouldn't want to try them out because I know that brown snakes, especially the Great Eastern, they have slightly larger fangs than normal than other brown snakes around the world. So I wouldn't want one to still bite me through those suits, but again, it gives you some protection at least.
Now, just in case you thought it was just the water you had to worry about, Jeremy sends me a picture of what appears to be a portable potty that you put out in emergency cases or in construction sites. And inside is a gigantic, is that an Eastern brown snake, a Great Eastern? What is that?
Well, if you have a look, John, it looks actually more like a Great Eastern brown snake because it has a bit of dark just behind its neck. But I think what might have happened here is it's actually lost its scales. So here's another thing too, John. Brown snakes and Great Eastern brown snakes can look like each other depending on how much rough treatment they've had. I think in this case, it might be a lowly old brown snake. But if you have a look at the size of the what it's sitting on the porta potty there, the thing's probably about 4 or 5 feet. It's actually a fully grown adult. So if you stretch it out, it would be 4 or 5 feet. And it's not looking too happy, to be quite honest. So this was a brown snake, definitely in a porta potty.
And what the snake is doing is seeking refuge. Makes sense. So does that mean these snakes are being driven to the dry ground all around? So people are evacuating and the snakes are coming with them?
Yes, that's exactly right. In fact, you can almost see it in a lot of the photos where you'll see a photo of a brown snake coming up on land near a waterway, and you'll certainly see humans in an evacuation center or some kind of evacuation activity nearby because the snakes aren't silly. They know that they've got to get to dry ground. They know too, in some way, that animals and humans are also doing the same. So they generally follow the herd. And it's a thing that snakes do. They do very quickly figure out that other people are trying to achieve the same thing that they are. So they'll actually follow and try and get to dry land in this case, or try and get out of danger. The other thing they do too, which is probably the scariest part of some of these snakes, they will go up trees. And the problem is that when they get to the higher limbs in trees, brown snakes, which are not normally up in trees, tend to lose their grip. So there are reports of people seeing ground snakes falling out of trees and almost hitting them on the ground. So I guess in some ways too, this is where the brown snake becomes an aerial threat too. So in that dash to get away from the flood waters rising, they're heading up into the trees. So John, not only do you have to look down on the ground, look into the waters, you actually have to keep looking in the sky as well. You've got snakes falling.
Okay, the river's peaking tonight. We've got to evacuate. The rescue crew hasn't arrived. We're going to wander out into the yard, and there's snakes everywhere, and it's dark. Okay, that's how tough Australia is right now. Jeremy Zachas of New South Wales is going to take us now to another. This is the best news of the day, and we're going to package it all by itself. It turns out the swooping magpies have diplomacy. Diplomacy works with swooping magpies. When we come back, the danger of the European magpie, which is located now in Australia, and how to make friends. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.